市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English
From BBC Learning English
Hello, it's On the Town from BBC Learning English with Neil and Lily.
大家好，欢迎各位随我们一起到伦敦著名的福尔摩斯博物馆好好玩一趟。
Have you read Sherlock Holmes detective stories, Lily?
Of course. Sherlock Holmes has always been very famous in China, you know, Neil.
And all over the world, in fact. That's why this museum is very popular among foreign visitors, as well as British tourists.
John Riley is an assistant curator at the museum. Assistant curator, 助理馆员。
The museum is one of the most popular museums in London, and we have about 50,000 people a year from all parts of the globe. Well, it's special because it answers all of the descriptions in the stories, so anybody who's read the Sherlock Holmes stories would like to come to 221B Baker Street. They can see exactly what it should look like in the stories. Yeah, you can see people here and things as they are, as it were, in the flesh, rather than in the word.
The museum is special because it answers all the descriptions in the stories.
凡是读过福尔摩斯侦探案集的朋友们肯定都很想亲自来到贝克街221号 B 座这里呢，来探访一番，看看这里的感觉是不是和书本中描述的一样。
So you can see people and hear things as they are in the flesh rather than as they are in the written word.
In the flesh 就是活生生的，而不只是文字上的。So what can you see in the museum?
Well, Lindsay plays the role of Mrs. Hudson. She gave us a guided tour.
Sure, well, it was built in 1815, and the original house is over 3 floors. Yeah, it's very traditional. So as you come up the stairs into the house, the first room I'll take you into is Sherlock Holmes' bedroom. You can see his bed with his travelling kit upon it. You can seeportraits on the walls of all of the criminals of the day. Very fearsome. Then next door is his study that he shared with Dr. Watson. You can see his chemistry set where he did all of his experiments and his violin. And you can even sit in the chairs by the fire and pretend that you're Sherlock Holmes waiting for his first client of the day to come upstairs.
Now some questions to check your comprehension.What was the one word that she used to describe the museum building?
The museum building. Traditional, isn't it? 传统的
Yes, good. How did she describe the portraits of the criminals of the day?
Criminals of the day, 当时的罪犯。她说他们看起来啊，好像非常可怕。Fearsome.
Yes, well done. Let's listen a bit more.
And you can even sit in the chairs by the fire and pretend that you're Sherlock Holmes waiting for his first client of the day to come upstairs.
参观者还可以假装成福尔摩斯，坐在壁炉旁边的扶手椅子里，等待他的客户上楼来交谈。
都市掠影
On the town
就在 BBC Learning English.
From BBC Learning English.
Today we're visiting the Sherlock Holmes Museum.The only museum that's dedicated to someone who's never existed.
Did you say that Sherlock Holmes never existed?
Of course, it's a fictional detective. But the stories written by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle were so good that people believed he was real.
福尔摩斯曾经是一位 fictional figure, 就是虚构的人物。他的故事发生在19世纪的末期。
However, he's still very relevant to modern day life. Why?Here's Lindsay again.
And he's such an inspiration because he helped so many people, and he's really kind of like a saviour almost back in the day, protecting people from crime.
Sherlock Holmes has been such an inspiration.
Inspiration 就是灵感启示的意思。The verb is inspire. So you can say, the story of Sherlock Holmes has inspired a lot of people in the world.
He's a kind of savior, protecting people from crime.
他几乎可以算是一个为民除害的大救星。Let's listen to this clip again.
And he's such an inspiration because he helped so many people, and he's really kind of like a savior almost back in the day, protecting people from crime.
Well, hope you can come to see the museum one day, but for now, it's goodbye from both of us in London.
Bye!
You're listening to BBC Learning English.